What's up, girls, gays, and theys? Welcome to The Thought Topic, a comedy podcast about surviving your 20s, and honestly, we all really, really could use some help. It's me, Christian, your thought therapist here to help guide you to the best of my thoughty knowledge on all things adulting. So, let's get it, shall we? Oh my god. Hey guys, welcome back. I really should redo this intro right now because... Okay, so I am eating chocolate almonds and I also have a migraine right now. So I went to go take some Advil and instead of like biting into the almonds, I forgot I had Advil in my hand and I just bit into it and it's disgusting. So we're kicking off this episode right. Woo! Welcome back, thotties, to another episode of The Thought Topic with your host, me, Christian Sanchez. This week, I have a great episode for y'all. I have been inspired by recent events. And today, it is how to identify if you are a slut and ask yourself, am I a slut? So before we get into the episode, y'all know the drill. We have announcements. A couple weeks back, I announced that I am now doing live streaming on this app called Airtime. If you're not familiar with Airtime, like I said, it's kind of similar to Clubhouse, but it has like a really easy, user-friendly platform where the functions seem pretty simple. You just join different rooms and different channels. You can listen to people talk about different things. So I stream on there once a week, sometimes more than once a week with other hosts. But once a week, I do my show and I talk about thought topic and sex and dating and things related to that nature. And obviously I go on tangents sometime depending on the audience and who's engaging with me that day. But if you're interested in hearing that, feel free to check me out on Airtime. Also, make sure you check out the Thought Topic website. That is christiantsanchez.com/thethoughtopicpodcast. And there's a hyphen in between the Thought Topic podcast. There, you'll be able to listen to past episodes, submit a thought tale, and just learn more about the show, buy merch. Links for everything Thought Topic Central is all on that landing page, y'all. So yeah, check that out, y'all. It looks gorge. Let's get into it. Slut Boot Camp, baby. This week is Slut Boot Camp. So I have a podcast called The Thought Topic. And as someone who gets referred to as a slut or thought quite often, I thought I would help my thotties identify what being a slut is / tips on how to be a better slut from a quote-unquote professional, aka me. So that's what we're talking about today. That is the theme for the episode today. So I hope you guys are excited. I hope you thotties have been having a good past week. Last week, I just got to be honest with you guys, I'm really fucking tired. I'm sure you can tell by the way that I sound, but like, I took an off week last week. Originally, I wrote this episode out and conceptualized it last week, but I just got so caught up with all the different things that I'm doing right now. I literally have 50 fucking jobs. Like, for those of you who are on TikTok, I'm sure you've heard that TikTok audio recently that's like, I may have girl boss too hard into the sun. And that is really how I'm feeling right now. Like, all exciting. Like, I'm making good money. I love all my different odd jobs I'm doing. I am saving up for other opportunities. But it's just like, damn, I'm fucking tired. But doing Thought Topic is always a release and always fun for me to do. So I hope you guys enjoy. What else for our little warm-up icebreaker? Ooh, let's talk pop culture. I don't always do this on the show, but I feel like it's relevant since something kind of big just happened in pop culture. I mean, okay, I also feel like recently all anyone has talked about is Squid Game or the couch guy on TikTok, which my condolences to anyone who has been cheated on. Like I said, an episode about that is coming out in the future. I personally believe, I don't know if couch guy is cheating, But all I have to say about that is his behavior's mad sus, and he definitely hid the phone mad quick. As someone who doesn't trust men, period, I would definitely assume he's cheating. Anyway. But the big thing in pop culture I wanted to talk about is fucking Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker getting engaged. Yeah, earlier this week, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker announced their engagement, and that's a big deal. And I have some thoughts that I just wanted to share before we deep dive into our slut boot camp. So, okay. I'll say pretty much since the beginning of this year, since Kourtney and Travis started dating, I don't know, Megan Fox and MGK became an item. Everyone's been so obsessed with these couples, and rightfully so. Like, they're sexy. They're sexy people. I love a good celebrity couple. As a guilty pleasure of mine, I have always loved Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Like, I know, I recognize like the ways that they're problematic for our culture, like in some of the ways that they steal from smaller creatives or they appropriate other cultures and market off of it. But, you know, they're such big celebrities, so I'm always like kind of always paying attention to what they're doing, I guess, as someone who has no fucking life. Anyway, so I wanted to talk about this because they're engaged, and I'm sure Scott Disick is somewhere crying into the arms of whatever 19-year-old he's sleeping with. But I wanted to talk about this because I feel like I saw on TikTok earlier this week that people are like, oh my God, that's crazy that they're engaged so quickly. Cause I think they announced they were dating at like in February of this year, like earlier in this year. And it's just honestly funny to me because, granted, as someone who doesn't know how they feel about marriage and doesn't know how they feel about institutionalized union in general, I think it makes sense that they're getting married. I mean, they're both in their 40s and they have kids. Like, I think at that point in your life, you're already ready and you've already been through so much as far as relationships go that you're just kind of like, fuck it. We really like each other. And we're, in their case, we're both really wealthy. So fuck it. So the engagement looked really cute with all the roses. I saw another TikTok that was talking about how this was a PR stunt and they potentially could have already been engaged because apparently Kourtney had a meltdown at the airport or like on an airplane or something. Don't quote me on this. I don't know exactly. I can't remember. And I just think it's funny because, you know, the quote lives on that the devil works hard, but Kris Jenner works fucking harder. Like, I'm sure she called up Travis and Kourtney and was like, all right, y'all, even though you're already engaged, let's make this shit happen. I wish I could remember this TikTok so I could like describe it accurately. But part of the reason their whole relationship, I think everyone is so invested in, and with MGK and Megan Fox, is primarily because it's the whole trope of alt guy and popular girl. And I can relate to this as someone who has somewhat of a like kind of a little bit like on the lowest of keys, a little bit of a grungy alternative aesthetic. Like, I don't dress like that all the time, but sometimes when I lean into it a little bit more, it's interesting to see like what kind of people like find me attractive or if I'm their quote unquote type. So we have Travis Barker, who was iconic for being ultimate hot guy rocker, right? And same with MGK, he's definitely alternative. And then you have people like Kourtney Kardashian, who's like, in the stereotype of people, like popular prissy rich girl, right? And same with Megan Fox, like traditional hot girls, not too edgy, but have a little like spiciness to them, sure. And these are two iconic couples that no one can stop talking about. And I just think it's funny because alt guy, in my opinion, alt guys like that never date alt girls. Not never. I won't say never, but especially like when you look back in like the emo era of the early 2010s, it's just like it stings a little bit because I've seen this happen to me. Because I remember when I was in middle school, I used to dress like a little grungy emo kid. And I remember there was this one kid in my sixth and seventh grade class that I just thought was so cute. And he was kind of emo and grungy. And he did not like me back. And he always liked the more like traditional pretty hot girls. And don't get me wrong, not that like I don't have that aesthetic now, but definitely when I was in middle school, I was hardcore emo bitch. And so I think I hold a little bit of bitterness in my heart when I see these couples because it triggers me and it reminds me of my middle school experience where I was like, oh, I want to be the like, I want my skater boy Avril Lavigne fantasy to come true where he like skips out on the preppy cheerleader and likes me, the raw emo girl. You know, so I think I've carried that over a little bit into adulthood. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say about that. Oh, actually, I lied. I do also want to make a point. It makes sense that these couples are like so iconic and their relationships seem very like sexual by nature because let's face it. One, they're all hot. MGK, Megan Fox, Courtney and Travis, they're all sexy. But have we all forgotten the trope that musicians are fucking hot? I'm sorry, but like I, as someone who has like a strong background in music, I've always found musicians to be sexy. Like, I'm sorry. Like it's a man who's articulate with his fingers. And if you have a vagina, do I need any further explanation? Like, come on, use your brain, folks. All I have to say is, thotties, if you had not had the chance to hook up with an alt guy / musician or alt musician guy, I would highly recommend. I've had a few under my belt and I really think it's worth it. So congratulations to them. Meg and MGK are a little annoying to me, but I did really enjoy their GQ video. So if you haven't seen it, go watch it and let me know your thoughts. So anyway, let's get into the episode and talk about sluttiness, being a slut, and it's time for slut boot camp, baby. Let's go. So y'all, here at Thought Topic, you know that I am all about empowering ourselves, right? Like we don't subscribe to any sort of like quote unquote slut shaming behavior, correct? Okay. So part of the inspiration for this episode today is I don't know what it is, but recently I've just dealt with a lot of like hate, I guess. This sounds so corny to say, and I need you all to know I'm cringing as I'm talking about this. But recently, I've just been like, I guess, to put it blatantly, just been called a slut a lot recently, which is just so funny to me because like it's 2021. We're still doing that. Okay, couple fun stories. So as you guys know, part of my inspiration for creating the thought topic was my friends and I always used to call each other club thoughts, and we would always call each other thoughts as like a joke or like a word, like a funny expression, or to like support each other, like, okay, thotties, things like that, you know. And also because guys I've dated before would say I would behave like a thought, or that they would call me and my friends thoughts because we go out a lot and the way that we dress. And so, yeah, like that's something that I feel like has always kind of, I don't know, I guess been a part of my identity in some kind of way. Like I've always thought being like owning my sexuality was something that like made me feel good about myself, and owning my sexual identity, but like I guess the better way to explain it is like my own like sexual power, right? Like feeling sexy makes me feel confident and good. And sometimes I have to ask myself, is that because I am trying to get validation from other people? Am I really doing the validation for myself? And you know, I don't always have the answer to that. Maybe sometimes it's one or the other, sometimes it's both. But I just, you know, when it comes to the idea of calling someone a slut, I just think it's funny that people still use it in a negative context. Like our culture has changed so much, and maybe I'm just in spaces like with my friends or in the queer community where that's celebrated. We don't use it in a derogatory way. That when I hear someone refer to someone as a slut or a whore or anything of that nature in a negative context, I'm just like, what the fuck? So, okay, let me backtrack. Let me talk about when I was in high school. And if you're listening to this and you knew me in high school, you can fucking validate this for me. And you can fucking like say, yes, this is absolutely true because I remember this strongly. But I remember I was a pretty good kid in high school. I didn't cause a lot of trouble. I got good grades for the most part. I was like well behaved in school. But if there's one thing I would always get in trouble for, it was the fucking dress code. And keep in mind, I graduated high school in 2014. And, you know, in the early 2010s, that was when people first started to wear like leggings as pants and like Forever 21 started to like really pop off. So I used to love wearing leggings to school with like cute little crop tops. And I never wore anything that my mom thought was like too inappropriate. And like, I never wore anything I thought was too inappropriate. Like my mom would always say like, Christian, you look so cute, because she like wanted to shout out to Robin, but she always wanted to encourage us to have like our own personal style and to dress in a way that expressed ourselves. But I remember getting in trouble in school all the time for like wearing revealing pants, aka wearing my fucking like Hollister jegging legging things. Ew, I hate the word jegging, so cringe. And I remember one time I was in a choir class and class was about to end. And mind you, this was an all women's choir because I was a little glee choir nerd in high school. And it was an all women's group and we had just got singing for the day. And we were all just sitting around talking, waiting for school to end. And one of the choir directors, not the one I was close with, but one of them came up to me and she goes, Christian, what are you wearing as pants? And I was like, oh, they're leggings. And I was like, I like did a little like dance because I thought they were cute because, you know, I've always been like this. And she looks at me and she goes, it looks like you're trying to show off your vagina. And the girls I was standing with start giggling. And internally, I felt mortified. I was so embarrassed because I was just like, oh, well, I'm not trying to. And maybe that was her like funny way of trying to tell me I had a camel toe, because I probably did. But I was so embarrassed because I was like, I'm not trying to show off my vagina. Like, I'm just wearing leggings. And I just remember like people always being like, oh, Christian wears two short of skirts. Christian always wears too short of shorts. I just remember like always getting, I would sometimes bring extra clothes with me to school, knowing that I would probably get asked to change at some point, but just trying to see if I could get away with it, right? So my point in saying all this is I just have always identified as it, like have always lived in my like sexy, confident persona. And I guess some people have a problem with it. So I don't know. I just was inspired by that to do this slut boot camp series. Another relevant story is recently I was hooking up with this guy and he is like recently out of a relationship or whatever. And I guess his most recent ex-girlfriend found out that we were hooking up, and I don't know her, but I guess she knows who I am. Long story short, she basically said to him like, oh, you're hooking up with a 25-year-old slut. And I was just like, okay, are we still doing this? Because of that, I guess I am now a certified slut. So thotties, today, now that I've listed my slut resume to you, and why everyone else thinks I'm a slut, I'm gonna let y'all know on how to identify if you are a slut, my fellow thought. So without further ado, here are the signs that you may or may not be a S-L-U-T slut. Number one, you show off any part of your body at all. This is relevant to the story I told about when I was a teenager where my choir teacher said it looked like I was trying to show off my vagina. But the T is, okay, y'all, my body type, like, listen, I love my body. I have, like, no qualms with it. But, like, like, I don't have boobs or a huge ass or anything like that. And I always dress revealing. Like, I don't care. I will always wear whatever I want. And so a lot of people will refer to me as slutty. As you guys know, I work at a rooftop. And a couple weeks ago, I came into work and there's one of my coworkers. And I wore this matching set of like pants and like this top that was really like shiny material. And normally I don't wear stuff like that. Normally I wear like a really short skirt and a really like revealing top because I'm trying to make money, right? Like I'm trying to make tips. And so I wore this like other outfit and it was still sexy, but I was way more covered than I normally am. And one of my coworkers was like, oh my God, Christian, you look good. And I was like, oh, thanks. And she goes, yeah, that's better than the normal shit you wear. And I just looked at her and I was like, you could have just said I looked good. And it was just funny to me because because those pants that I wear are definitely a little bit see-through. Like if it's still like bright outside and the sun is shining, you definitely can see my ass if I bend over. But it was just funny to me because it's like, okay, well, the point is for us to dress sexy at work. So that is why I dress sexy at work. And also because that's just how I like to dress. So if you want to be slutty, just show off your entire body all the time, apparently. Or you know what? I've been called a slut before, and half the time, you know, if I'm not going out, if you catch me like out running errands, I'm wearing like a baggy t-shirt and like fucking those wide leg jeans that are super in right now, and I still have slutty energy and I would still walk around like I got the biggest WAP in New York City. So at this point, honestly, it doesn't even really matter what you wear. You're going to be called a slut anyway. But if you really want the extra slutty points, feel free to show your legs, your ass, and your tits out at all times. My friend Cheo made a joke to me and Deani the other day. Shout out Cheo, friend of the pod. And he said, when we go out, we all show off our best assets. Deani shows her tits, I show off my ass, and Christian shows off her tummy because he like loves my core or my abs or whatever, which is really cute. But the real tea is when I go out, I literally show off everything. Like I'm a big fan of a mini skirt and tiny bikini top. Like this past summer, I rocked that look a lot and I will continue to rock that look and I love it. So if you're a slut, show off every part of your body. Who cares? How to tell if you're a slut number two, post videos and pictures of you partying and being slutty. Okay, so it's funny because a lot of the time, I've talked about this before. Like I'll go through phases where I'm having a lot of sex and then I'll have long periods of dry spells too. And I don't give a fuck. Like it's not who I sleep with. It's not anyone's business unless like I need to communicate my sexual health or history with my partners for safety reasons. So it's just funny to me that posting videos and pictures of you partying correlates with you being a slut because it means you go out a lot. And I don't understand why going out a lot automatically means that you like have a lot of sex. Like I go out because I want people to see my outfits and to have fun with my friends. So that's why I go out and sometimes to finesse things. So I just really think it's funny because apparently you're a slut if you like to go to clubs and bars and drink and have fun. That is a for sure signal that you are a slut, that you're a party girl. So you must be easy, right? So I will say too, I remember when I was younger, I used to be like when I was in college, I think I was more self-conscious about posting videos or pictures of me partying. But like, let's face it, guys. Everyone knows I like to go out and have fun. There's no reason for me to hide it. And that's what most of my social interactions are. And now I work in nightlife. Like many of you, if you follow me on Instagram, if not, what are you doing? Go follow me. But many of you who follow me on Instagram know I work at a rooftop and that I'm doing two new club openings within the next month. One of them being this weekend. So if you want info about that, hit me up. So like, that's also part of my job is to go out and meet people, get them to come out. That's also a good way to network. So I don't know. Apparently you're a slut if you go out a lot. So just so you know, if you don't want anyone to call you a slut, I guess never go out, stay home and be fucking boring, I guess. Okay, number three, the third way to tell if you are a slut is if you flirt with everybody and everything. I like to do this. What the slut boot camp is really just me roasting myself and my entire personality. But a good way to be a slut is to flirt with literally anything with two legs because then it becomes your entire personality and people like you more. And when people like you more, they're more people are also willing to hate on you and call you a slut, right? Okay. So maybe being a flirt will get you the label a slut. But guess what being a flirt is also going to do? It's also going to get you free shit. It's also going to get you invited to do fun things. You're going to make friends. People are going to generally like you more. So be a fucking flirt. I am the queen of this when it comes to going to a coffee shop or anything that has like fast customer service or like quick customer service. I always flirt with the barista, no matter who it is, because I'm trying to get a free coffee. So there's a coffee shop in my neighborhood I really like. And there's this one person that whenever they're working, I always flirt with them and they always hook me up. So if that makes me a slut, it is what it is, but at least I don't have to pay for my coffee, babes. Oh my God. Okay. Quick tangent before I keep going. This is not an ad, but I just would like to say I just got the Pret a Manager coffee subscription, and it has actually changed my life. The fact that I'm able to get free coffee all the time now for the next month with this free trial subscription is actually iconic. So if you guys are interested in that, seriously, a life hack right now is go sign up for this coffee subscription at Pret, and you can get up to free 5 coffees a day. And then you can pay a monthly membership after your free month is done. Knowing the kind of person I am, I'm probably going to cancel my subscription after the free month is over, but we'll see. Anyway, just wanted to throw that in there since I had mentioned coffee. Okay. Back to slut boot camp. Okay. Number 4, your phone is always dying or warning you that it's on 10%. Okay. So the reason I threw this in here is because when you are a slutty person, such as myself, if you are constantly having sex, you don't always remember to plug in your phone at night. Or if you're at a hookup's house, you're not always going to remember to plug in your phone. So if you wake up after a hookup and you forgot to charge your phone, you are running on slut energy, baby. The best way to counteract this is to invest in a good portable charger and always keep that shit on you. I definitely had to make that move this summer. But I always had past hookups of mine make fun of me for that. They're like, Christian, your phone is always dying. And I just would always make the joke, it's because I'm running on slut energy. I'm running on slut time, so I don't always have time to charge my phone. So y'all, just know if your phone's always dying, red flag, you're probably a slut. Okay, number 5. You overshare loudly about your hookups at lunch with your friends so that even the waitress is reminded that she's not getting any. Okay, this is honestly one of my favorite activities to do. So to be a true thotty, slutty girl or whatever, you always got to have your weekly catch-ups with your friends where you all meet up and you talk about the hookups you've had recently, people that you're seeing or you're dating. Sometimes with my friends, we'll do this on a FaceTime call after a night out together if everyone like went home with somebody that night. Recently it's been more of when my friends and I go to Pilates together, and then afterwards we'll sit and like chat and be like, okay, so what are the plans this weekend? Who are we fucking? And then we're walking down the street and loudly oversharing about our sex lives, right? In general, I think, you know, if you're a slut and you're having a lot of sex, don't you want everyone to know, even the random strangers on the street? So I'm sorry if you're walking your kids to school in the morning, but I have to fill my friends in on my weekend activities. So it is what it is, y'all. Like I said, my favorite way to do this is over lunch or brunch or something of that nature, especially when there's alcohol involved, because then you can really compare notes and keep it going. Actually, that helps inspire me for a lot of my thought topic episodes, because when I'm sitting and talking tea with my friends, I'm like, oh shit, we should talk about this on thought topic, or I'll make notes on my phone and be like, oh, I should mention that on thought topic. So if you are a slut, or a good slut in training will definitely link up with their baddies and compare slutty antics. Lastly, the tall tale sign that you are a slut and that you have reached ultimate slut behavior is you are probably just a confident ass bitch. So someone is trying to hate on you by calling you a slut. And that is how you christen. And that is how you are christened into the culture. Welcome, baby. You have now graduated basic training and you are a full-blown slut. The second someone calls you a whore, a slut, a fucking, a thought, a floozy, a hoe, you have earned that badge of honor and you should wear it proudly. Yeah. So, okay. I just got to say this again. I started off the segment talking about how recently I've been called a slut a lot, right? Like by people I work with, or by, I don't know, random people who know me, stinky people in my DMs who are trying to like say mean things to my Instagram stories. And so I just have to say, like, even if you're not having a lot of sex, and even if you stay home every night and you wear an outfit one time, or you decide to have sex with a person one time, it doesn't matter. If someone wants to hate on you, they're going to call you a slut, because that is the quickest way to try to devalue a woman, or like, that is the quickest way someone tries to devalue is by saying you're sexually promiscuous, right? And like, you would think in 2021, that's not a conversation we need to continue to have. But it's just so funny to me, because it's just like, who cares? Like, who cares how people dress or how they present themselves, or if they like to have like a slutty or thotty persona? Like, at the end of the day, if someone's calling you a slut, I hate to say this, but it is probably rooted in jealousy. Like, whenever a man comments something like, oh, you are dressed like a whore or some shit on my Instagram, or if I'm out and I reject him, it's because he wanted to have a shot with me and I rejected him or I ignored him, right? So it's just another way to like try to demonize women or marginalize people in general. Like, a girl, gay or they, shout out. Women are not the only people subject to this. But I just think, you know, at the end of the day, who the fuck cares? It's your life. And if being like open and confident and like happy with yourself gets people to hate on you, then you're doing something right, baby. The last thing I want to say about this is a bonus tip in being a slut is you can make a pot. If you make a podcast where you talk about sex and dating, then everyone will really know you're a slut. And that is just like that is the best way to get back at them. Yeah, I don't know. I guess like maybe I sound a little bitter listening, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, Christian is like on one. But I really just, I don't know. I'm at this new level of unbotheredness where if someone calls me a slut to my face, I will gladly say thank you. Another situation that happened to me recently is I was working at my rooftop one night, and this guy I was hooking up with, his fucking friends came, and he wasn't with them, but came to see me at work. And one of the girls who is dating one of his friends accused me of flirting with her boyfriend, even though I was hooking up with her boyfriend's friend and she knew that. So it's just kind of like people who want to hate on you or insecure themselves, you have to know that comes from within them. And there's nothing you can do to control that. So you might as well be proud, and you might as well post a thotty picture online, you know? you know, I like to have fun here, babes. I like to have fun here, thotties. But if you've ever really been hurt by someone calling you a slut or a whore, especially if it's like a significant other or a friend, like, you have to know that anyone who's going to judge you for the way that you present yourself or the actions you make is not someone who actually has your best interests at heart. Now, it's one thing if you're doing it in a damaging way, like you're sleeping with someone who is bad for your mental health. That's one thing. But if someone judges you because they're like, oh, you slept with that person, or oh, you've slept with more than X amount of people in 1 week, like, that's not anybody's fucking business what you are comfortable with, okay? So own who you are and be fucking proud of that. Thought tip, people are going to say what they want about you, so you might as well live your fucking life. As Samantha Jones said, if I worried about what every bitch in New York City said about me, honey, I'd never leave the house. So keep that in mind if you ever start to doubt yourself, and be a slut, babes. The slut national holiday, aka Halloween, is coming up next week. So make sure you're ready and wear the sluttiest, thottiest outfit you can, and embrace being a slutty thotty. All right, y'all. So that is all I have for you this week. So before we wrap up, we of course have to do a thought anthem of the week. Oh, I'm so excited to do this week because I was running errands this morning and walking around the city, and it finally feels like fall now. Like, it's definitely cooled off a lot, and I was wearing my leather jacket and I had my AirPods in and I was just jamming out, and I'm like, ugh. Something about like a fall crisp air, like, just really makes me excited and makes me feel like I don't know, grateful. It makes me really nostalgic and reflect on this past year. So I was listening to my music and vibing. So I just want to share with you what was on my fucking playlist this morning. So I have two thought anthems for you guys this week. So the first one is Cold Heart by Elton John, Dua Lipa, Dula Peep, of course. And it's the PNAU remix. So I fucking love this song. I don't know what it is, but this year I've really reconnected to my like disco 70s, 80s vibes. And this song I love because it reminds me of that. It reminds me of like a disco aesthetic, but it's modernized because, you know, it's a remix and it has Dua Lipa on it. So Cold Heart by Elton John, Dua Lipa, the PNAU remix. Check it out. Okay. And then the other one I have, I promised my thotty friends that I would make this one of the, I promised my thotty friends that I would make this the thought anthem of the week. So my second thought anthem, my honorable mention this week is Meet Me at Our Spot by The Anxiety, Willow, and Tyler Cole. It's the Caught a Vibe song that is viral on TikTok right now. And like something about it just makes me want to fucking jam out and live my raw emo days. Like I said earlier, I'm a former emo girl slash kind of wannabe e-girl now. So listening to this really makes me reminisce on that, especially like on a fall crisp day like today. So thought anthems this week, y'all. Cold Heart by Elton John, Dua Lipa, the PNAU remix, and Meet Me at Our Spots by The Anxiety, Willow, and Tyler Cole. So they will be on the Thought Anthem of the Week playlist, and you can check that out on Spotify. And that is all I have for you thotties this week. So if you liked this episode of Thought Topic, make sure you share it with a friend, leave a review, and rate it 5 stars. Please, it helps my show out a lot. And let me know what you guys thought. Do you identify as a slut? Do you relate to any of the slutty things that I said? And if you do, just know that I'm fucking here with you, babes. So make sure you also follow The Thought Topic on Instagram, Twitter. All socials is at The Thought Topic, and there's a 0 in thought. You can also follow me at Crushton Sanchez. That is C-R-E-S-H-T-U-N Sanchez on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, all the above. So thanks guys for listening. Next week is, you guessed it y'all, Deani week. So Deani will be back and we'll be sharing fun memories on a Halloween episode. So I stay excited, stay tuned, stay hot, stay hot, and I will see you all next time. Mwah!